This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers Thursday in the Gulf of Oman. The two tankers were attacked and left adrift in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Speaking in Washington, Pompeo said the attacks will not deter U.S. policy toward Iran.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
Pompeo said his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and similar attacks by Iran. Last month, the United States accused Tehran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, an accusation that Iran has denied. The attacks came as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was leaving Iran after talks with its leaders. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Abe was hoping to ease tensions between Washington and Tehran.
Abe was in Tehran as a kind of middleman for President Donald Trump, meeting with Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and President Hassan Rouhani in pursuit of easing tensions in the Persian Gulf region. However, according to his official website, Khamenei told Abe, "I don't regard Trump as deserving any exchange of messages and have no response for him and will give no response." Regional tensions have escalated as Tehran appears poised to break the 2015 nuclear deal it struck with world powers, an accord that the Trump administration pulled out of last year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both political parties after saying